Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tavshin Pei Dalad, Aleph Tishrei. Masechta Megillah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. The previous Mishnah we mentioned Ein Bein. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. We mentioned the difference except reading Megillah, Matanas Lavyonim. In vain, in that same manner, our Mishnah, we're going to have a number of Mishnahs where we have this Ein Bein, there's no difference between this and that. Mishnah Hay, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos as far as prohibited activities, Ela Oichel Nefesh Bilvad, except for Oichel Nefesh, which means things used to prepare food, activities used to prepare food. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake. As it says in the Torah, Achashe Yochel Chol Nefesh, Ulevade Yasalachem. In contrast to Shabbos, Shabbos, nothing. You can't do any baking or cooking whatsoever. The Gemara explains in the Masechta Be'ah, that where this Mishnah also appears, that this Mishnah follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, who hold exactly what we just said, that on Yom Tov, between Yom Tov and Shabbos, the only difference is things, activities for preparing food. However, the halach is actually like Beis Hillel, who give a wider difference, make this difference wider between Yom Tov and Shabbos. And they hold that because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to also prepare for food by carrying things out, and you're allowed to cook or bake, so too you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to use a fire or transfer fire or carry things out into the public domain, even if it's not for food. As long as it's got some benefit for a person, or that satisfied some need for the mitzvah or for Yom Tov, it has to have some or the person gets some benefit out of it. Ein bein Shabbos liyom haKippurim ela shezez doine b'nei adam v'zez doine b'koras. The only difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Kippur, in terms of prohibited work, is that one gets punished. By the, a violation of Shabbos gets punished by man, in a human court. A human court can administer death punishment, even Chas v'Shalom as Skiller, if there are witnesses and there was warning for the desecration of Shabbos. But the Yom Kippur cannot be punished, the violation of Yom Kippur cannot be punished by a human court, but only by Hashem, by its Bidei Shamayim, Chayav Koras. However, if they warned him, if witnesses warned him and gave him malchus, gave him lashes, he'd be potter from Koras even on Yom Kippur, for violating Yom Kippur. Mishnah Vav. Ein bein hamudr hanal mechavera, lamudr mimena machal, el drissas haregel. The only difference between a person who says, you are not allowed to have any benefit from me whatsoever, or he says, you're not allowed to have any benefit of food from me. The difference between those two cases is just eladrissus regal, just walking through someone's property. That means that if a person said his friend can't have any benefit from whatsoever, then his friend can't even walk into his property. If, however, he banned food or any other food, then he's allowed to go into his property. Plus, the other difference is that if there was only a prohibition, he prohibited him having any benefit of food, then he's allowed to borrow any equipment that is not used for preparation of food. That he's allowed to do. Whereas if he banned all hanah, then he wouldn't be able to have this equipment as well. We have to add, the Gemara adds, that when do we say that you're allowed to take equipment or borrow, your friend's allowed to use equipment when he only banned of a machal of food? That's when there was no charge. Normally people that would not rent out this equipment. If, however, this equipment that he's getting from his friend is something that people normally rent or lease, then by giving it him for free, and not charging him rent, he's actually giving him benefit that could lead to food. Why? Because with the money that he's saving by not having to pay for the equipment that he's renting or borrowing. For that, from food, he would, the money that he didn't have to spend on that, he can now spend on food. So therefore, because of that, he it's considered as if he's getting an av machal, and therefore, when our Mishnah says he can take the equipment that you don't use for preparation of food, it must be in a place where they don't. There would be no rental for it at all. People would give it to lend to someone else without any charging anything. Ein bein nedarim le nedavos. There's no difference between a person says, Hari olai oila, that's a neder, I take upon myself to bring an oila, or Hari olai shlamim, or a person who's between that, and a person who says, Hari behema zu oila, when he says, I want this animal to be an oila, or a shlamim, which is called a nadova. The only difference is, Ela shahanadorim chayov bachurisan. With a neder, if a person specified the carbon, he said Hari olai, and it got lost or was stolen, he would be chayv to replace it with another carbon. When a dovos ain't chayv b'chriyosan. However, if it's an adova, he said Hari zu, then if the animal dies, the one that he donated for a carbon or got stolen, he's not responsible. He's not chayv to replace it with another animal. However, as far as the inin, as far as other halachas like baal ta'acher, about not delaying a korban, nedarim and nedavos are equal. And the Torah says, you shall not delay, lo sa'achar l'shalma, when you make a neder, moitzos v'sechot tishmoin, you shall keep what comes out of your mouth, kasher nodarta, as you have vowed to Hashem, nedava asher dibatvicha, and the nedava that you have spoken with your mouth, which means the Torah is equating both the neder and the nedava in terms of responsibility of paying him in time. The only difference, as we just said, is that if something happens to it, you're not required to replace it in the case of an adova, because the onus is not on the person, it's on the object, on the actual animal. If the animal's gone, well, that's it, he's got no further obligation. But when he says, Hari olai, then the obligation is upon him, and even if the animal, if something happens to it, he's required to replace it, because he has to do it for his own obligation.